Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The story of the week, certainly in South Africa, was the allegations of corruption. SAPS in turmoil amid allegations of interference and corruption. KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi made explosive revelations on Sunday. He did it at a press briefing. He claims to have evidence of police involvement in high-profile crime syndicates. He says the rot runs deep, with law enforcement officers, high-ranking politicians aiding and abetting drug cartels, especially in Gauteng. Very serious allegations, and one that could put people's lives at risk. Ben Taron is the executive director at the Whistleblower House. Ben, thank you for joining us this morning. I hope that you are well. You must have had a very busy week.
Good morning and good morning to Africa. We always have busy weeks.
Yes.
It is extremely busy that what we do, and it's dangerous work. So, yeah.
When you hear this type of, when you heard this media, this press briefing, what follows has to have been that people, not just him himself, Mkhwanazi himself, but many people through his organization, through the police, are immediately placed at risk. What happens?
What happens internally in the police, or even in the public mind, is that if the police is doing these, is happening as it is happening right now, what help do I have as a normal citizen? So any work that we've been doing over the last 3 years to try and create an environment for whistleblowers to come forward, take 3 or 4 steps back immediately, because if the police can't be trusted with their own ranks, by the way, what chance do we have? And it's sad.
It's so interesting. I'll never forget, I had a family member visiting South Africa some years ago, and he and his wife, they live overseas. He's not a South African. And they were driving somewhere, and they were pulled over, and they were basically forced to pay a bribe, which they did. And what upset this guy most was, he said, if the police aren't looking after you, if they're part of this problem, then who is? Does this mean citizens in this country are on their own? And I hadn't thought of it in that way. It's really, really frightening.
Yes, it is. And part of the problem that we face is that even within the environment and the institutions that are supposed to protect our borders, the African Defence Force, internally the police, the various units within them, even they have whistleblowers and investigators getting murdered. Who can ever forget Charles Kadia, who was investigating in the Western Cape, and he was murdered. And before he was murdered, his protection detail was removed. So there's no doubt that the police were involved in his murder. The commissioner of KwaZulu-Natal his security has been beefed up.
Right.
But the security are the police that those people have been appointed by his colleagues. So how will you trust when you've just come forward with information about your colleagues, and your colleagues then are responsible for your security? So if the police can't take care of themselves, and they are corrupt, and that has now been opened up, who do we in South Africa trust? Where do we turn to for assistance? And that is why the Whistleblower House was established, because people don't trust the state institutions. The last 2 or 3 years, we've been busy trying to get the legislation changed. And even if the legislation gets changed on the 1st of August, it will take 2 to 3, 4 years to get structures in place. And then who will trust the structures?
It's so scary. He obviously knows, of all people, that he placed himself at risk when he made this announcement, and when he exposed this. Was there another way that he could have done this in order to minimize the risk that he placed himself under?
No. In his particular case, what we try to tell whistleblowers that come to us, we say anonymity is your best defense. anonymity. So if nobody knows who you are, it's very difficult to track you down, etc. There was no way, because he's in a unique position to expose information and wrongdoing that people around him were involved in. He had direct information. I suspect he tried going to Parliament and speaking.
Well, he did. Yeah, we do know that he went to Parliament, and pretty much nothing happened following that.
And so who is the minister's boss? There's our president.
Yeah.
Okay, let's knock on a different door then. So because that's not going to work.
Does it give him some form of protection that he went that he was so public on it?
No. Let's take it to its to its logical conclusion. Mm. This evening he gets assassinated. There are four people fingered, two very specific names mentioned, with evidence put on the table, everything else. So there are two suspects immediately. Who will investigate those suspects? Other police people? State security? All these institutions have been infiltrated and hollowed out. They are corrupt. So if he gets murdered today, heaven forbid, if he gets murdered today, chances of us finding and actually those culprits being brought to book are so remote, it's not even worth mentioning the percentage.
What would you like to see the president do in response to these allegations? And please don't tell me another commission of inquiry, because I don't think that I don't think I could handle that.
Okay, what need to happen is the president need to sit down and say, what are the key institutions of South Africa that I need to go out there? I must go out there and start fixing them. And then he's got to look into his own organization to see how have they contributed to where we are today. Because unless you do both those things, we're not going to go no further. I would absolutely hope that he would suspend the commissioner, not the commissioner, the deputy commissioner that you mentioned, and the minister. So that's first. Then he's got to establish a task team, it's not a commission, to validate
to go in and investigate the allegations,
the evidence that's been put on table, and then he's got to act swiftly. It doesn't help him wait for 3 years before he does anything. Somebody suspended for 3 years, the rot goes on. I mean, let's just rub quickly. Babita died because she uncovered 800 million
hospital.
Rand initial thing. Those people that has been stealing then are still stealing today. And now suddenly a name pops up that's linked to that theft. So there's no appetite in South Africa to actually deal with corruption.
Do you think we've become very complacent? Do you think we just accept that this is how government is?
We have become not complacent. We've lost faith.
Right.
So what we do in every sector of our lives, we as South Africans try to manage without our government.
Well, that's true.
Electricity.
Mm-hmm. Security.
Security. We've got security firms.
Healthcare. Education. Everything.
Health. We've got private sector. Medical aid. So every sector of our lives, we've privatized because government has not come to the fore, and they've dropped us.
It's just an incredible thing if you look at it that way. What have we heard from just going back to this story, what have we heard from Ramaphosa in terms of intent with regard to deal with this particular allegation?
Well, he made a statement when he was in America, was in America, in Brazil.
In the G20.
Cool heads must prevail. We must not get excited. And I think he's on his way back, if he's not back yet. It's been hectic 3 days now, 4 days. I can't keep up with all the strings that are happening. But hopefully when he lands in Africa, something huge will happen. He's not renowned for making things that huge happen.
No.
But maybe there's an earthquake happening soon.
Yeah.
And we can wake up.
Well,
because we're living in a bad dream.
Yeah, we certainly are. And thank you for not sugarcoating it, because I think so often we have people on that, not minimize it, but don't tell it to us exactly like it is, because it's very, very hard and very unpleasant to hear. But you have held that mirror up very, very strongly this morning, and I do appreciate that. Ben Teron, Executive Director of the Whistleblower House. Give me your reaction, your thoughts on 061 895 1019.